mistake I made this last night. I knew, as I was saying, this happens to be more times than I care to admit, that I know that I'm making a mistake when I make it, but I just go, you know, forge forward regardless. Doesn't happen as that often, but it does happen from time to time. So last night, as I was talking, that light bulb went on or off in my head, and I realized I made a mistake and said I wanted to go back to it. Four lines to the bottom. Ma do pshita. What's this? This is simple. Shazel Marisa Shteishtaris Bagabo. The one guy says I saw two hairs on the front. Gabo here means euphemism for the pubic area. Zomer Shteishtaris Bagabo. Also saw two hairs in the pubic area. Then that's okay. That works. Because each one saw the same two hairs. They both saw two hairs. They don't see it at the same time. They don't see it simultaneously. So to say the same two hairs, that's sufficient. Zomer Isi saw Arachas Begaba. Now, one of them says, I saw one hair, that's where I made a mistake in this case. I saw one hair in the pubic area. Zomer Isi saw Arachas Begresa. Literally means in the stomach, but it's not, obviously it's not the stomach itself. It means above the pubic area. So then Lav Klum. That's not mitzdaris. Why is not mitzdaris? Because they're two separate hairs. They're not the same hair. They're two separate hairs, and each one saw a chatzi dover. Each one didn't saw one hair, right? She didn't see a gdola. He didn't see a gdola. Basin's got to make from this woman a gdola by joining together their edus. That's not Basin's job. Basin's job is to hear testimony and rule accordingly. Basin's job is not actually to create the reality, but to certify the reality, okay? And certainly, certainly, Gabo Vigabo. If each one says they saw one hair in the pubic area, so assume there's only one hair. Because that was the self-same hair, so certainly this, even in that case, even if we wanted Basin to be Mitzari, Basin would not be able to be Mitzari if the A's together. Shai Mimreina Sarachas Begabo. Now, two say we saw one hair in the pubic area. And two say we saw one hair in the pubic area, above the pubic area, in the north of that. So theoretically, the difference between this case, previous cases, one guy saw one hair, and another guy saw another hair. But here, maybe two guys saw one each hair. Maybe it makes a difference. Says Mark, Samachlokas. What says Pasul? Same chatzi dover. What says one see one's hair, two see one hair? They're seeing half a thing, not seeing the thing itself. That's actually proper testimony. Rabbi, Chaim, my question is, says kosher. Mind my Pasul, he says Pasul kmeida chatzi timid. I'd say it's like testifying half a thing. Mind my kosher, he says that it's kosher. It's aniomer shemanoshu. As far which as I told you last night, the Bavli does not have. That may be, the Bavli just says, Pasul, of course, if each one sees two, one hair, each group of witnesses, so it's a chatzi dover. Nobody's seeing a full dover. But the Yerushalmi says, maybe actually there were two hairs there, and one fell out. And therefore, they're really seeing a whole dover. They're not really seeing a whole dover, because each one's seeing one hair. But theoretically, it's as if they're seeing a whole thing, and that suffices. Okay, that's the svara of the Yerushalmi here. Echon HaMishtei, now that's the svara we got last night. Echon HaMishtei Saras Begabo. One says, I saw two hairs on her in the pubic area. Echon HaMishtei Saras Begreso. And the other says, I saw two hairs above the pubic area. That is an interesting case. Here, you have two witnesses, but each one says they saw a Dover Sholim. But not the same Dover Sholim. Each one says, I saw Gedoyla. But not because of the same hairs. So can we join them together? Each one said they saw two hairs. But they weren't the same two hairs. Can we join them together? By the way, in Hava, that works. If I say, I saw Reuven borrow $100 yesterday, and you say, I saw Reuven borrow $100 the day before, we join together. Because the net result is that Reuven owes $100. We assume it's a shame that they're both the same transaction. But the shayla, that's by dini momenus. Edus miucheres. Edus, which is separate, we can combine together by dini momenus. What about here? You know, making our gedolah. That's really our shayla here, right? So, Rachim b'chagai omer dibri akol posel. Everybody, it's no good. I bought my to be a whole kosher, but he agrees it's good. Rabbi Yudan, so I'm out of machloikas. It's a machloikas. Same as we have with a dover, lo chatzi dover applies here where this is dover, lo chatzi dover.
So we assume that they're mutually exclusive. In other words, when they say they saw the pubic hair, yeah, does that mean they looked mm-hmm. all over and that's all they saw?
To the exclusion of the other one.
Right.
Not that extent. Because then it'd be machishim said, so they'd be, are contradicting. No, each one says they only looked at that area.
So it's possible that
it's possible that the other, yeah. That has to be, because otherwise you couldn't join them again no matter what. Okay? So, Ragin Rabino Marmalhusa is Marmalhus. I'm Rabbis Chagai, Rabbis Chagai, Bo Rabbiudon Servakova. See, he doesn't Rabbiudon hold like me. So he says, he said back, oh my, big deal. A Rabbi and a Pali, arguing Rabbiudon's Rabbi, who was Rabbi Bo. Lo kosh keni love. Well, certainly I'm going to argue on you as well. I don't care what you say. I argue on you. Rabbi Mona said, Yusama Rabbi Chagai. Rabbi Chagai said good. That this is possible. Why is it possible? And it's a cool marshal it brings down here. Ilushtarshu Mukhutam Barba Edim. I don't think any of this is in the Bible, by the way. Ilushtarshu Mukhutam Barba Edim. If you have a document which is four witnesses. I'm a Shugas. The document is four witnesses. Okay, instead of two. They didn't have enough kibbutim. You know, I wonder why we don't do that nowadays. They don't have enough kibbutim to go around the chassid, so sign more edim on the document.
Assuming you can find four kosher edim.
Yeah, well, only the first two, I think, have to be kosher. If I go correctly, I don't know if that's true, but I think only the first two. So, in any event, Rabbi Chagai saying good. You have a diary sitting by four witnesses. The Koy Lovey R. And it was there came out upon it a complaint. Zemeidashtaim, so let's say one guy comes and testifies that two of the signatures are kosher. Zemeidashtaim, another guy testifies that the other two of the signatures are kosher. Shema Klumu, you think that's valid? Of course it's not valid, right? Because you need testimony from two witnesses on two of the signatures. Yet here we're having one witness testifying on Reuven and Shimon, and the other witness testifying on Levi, that doesn't join together. So that's where Rabbi Chagai makes sense. If two witnesses are testifying one heir, and the other witness are testifying the other heir, it's a chatzi dover. It's like having two witnesses, one witness on... Sorry. If one witness testifies on these two, wrong case. If one witness testifies on these two heirs, another witness testifies on these two hairs, they don't join together. Just like if one witness testifies on these two names, and the other witness testifies on these two names, they don't join together. Okay? Because when you're testifying it, I'm not testifying it. And what you're testifying, I'm testifying it, you're not testifying it. Okay? Now, it's true you said before, well, it's not, they didn't say the exclusion, but they're still not testifying the same thing. Right? So that's why they can't be joined together. Okay? Says more further. Doesn't each signature require two witnesses? Each of the simon tzarch shneidim requires two witnesses. Rabbi Chanani Yolif Lemishne Chazaka. Chanani learned the same principle from years of Chazaka. And by the way, this contradicts the Gemara Amar Rav. The Gemara Amar Rav did not seem to hold this way, but here the Gemara Amar Beis does seem to hold this way, which is the way that Bavli learns. Reuven testifies that Shim was in the field for the first, second, and third year. And Shimon Levi testifies that Shim was in the field. That is there for the fourth, fifth, and sixth year. Shema Klumu, you think they joined together? Of course they don't go join together. Right? Because Ein Kol Chazoka, but Chazoka to the Eidim, each one of the years requires two witnesses. Now you can have two witnesses on the first year, two witnesses on the second year, two witnesses on the third year. But you can't have one witness on 1, 2, 3, and another witness on 4, 5, 6, those don't join together. So to here, here too, Kol Simon v'Simon Tzar Shnei Eidim, each of his Simon requires two witnesses, and ever if I have one witness on two heirs here, and one witness on two heirs there, that's not enough. It's like having one witness on a year here, one witness on a year there, they don't combine together. Okay? Says the Mishnah further. Ketzer u'mekanila. How do you warn her? Amar lo b'vnei shtayim, we say to two people, al tadari imish ploini. Do not speak with so-and-so. The dibrei mo, if she then goes and speaks him, adayim muteres lebeisa. She still is allowed to permit it to husband, muteres lach, and truma is allowed to eat truma. Nirlusay mo lebeisa seiser, if she enters with him into a secluded place, v'shuach today tuma, and she's there enough time to become tamei, asura lebeisa, she's forbidden to husband, v'asura lach, and truma, she's forbidden to eat truma. The mason, if the husband dies, and she falls in front of Yavam, Cholets is Lomis Abemis, she must undergo Chalitza, not Yibu. Okay? Because she's a Sota. Softa watch, it's a Dabri Imo. Does it mean when it says, out to Dabri Mishploni, does it mean she's not allowed to speak to him? What Nisra Imo of a Lodi bro? Well, she was in seclusion, but she went to the guy and they didn't speak, right? So, ain't Steve Ross a clue? What? The Ichel doesn't count if they don't schmooze? They gotta schmooze in order to count? Says the Gemara. Actually, this next word is probably a typo. The carbonate, the Shariter so changed it to the Ruba Asame Malach. It's going to tell you a bigger Kiddush. I feel deeper in more of a lonely straw, even if her husband said, don't you speak to Yanko! And she went and she spoke to Yanko, but not in Ichel, in the mall. Adayin muteres the beisa, muteres the lucha b'truma. She's still muted to go to her husband and allowed to eat truma. Why? Because tadabri in the mishnah lashon naki himis nisa. Atisya, it's a nice way of saying out in the mishnah atisyachti mishploni. Do not seclude yourself with some. Now, Rabbi Isai, are you ready for this? This is amazing. This will change the way you understand soto. The next line. It's not a bavli. But Malishikani Lovishnei Bnei Otam Keachas. Can he say to her, don't seclude yourself with Reuven and Shimon together? See that? Says the Mora Rabbi Amar Machlokes. It's a Machlokes. Man Damar, it's interesting because it just says it's, well, not yet. Man Damar Mikani Lovishnei Bnei Otam, the opinion which holds that he can call, like we learned last night, that he can say, don't seclude yourself with your father or with your son. And that works. Mikani Lovishnebi on Kachas also holds that there's Kinui on two people. Even though there's no such thing as Yichud with two people. Right? All the carbonate and throw in. Well, without Louis Paskin, if they're Prutzim, you can't be Misiachi with two, you have to have three people. But that's not the Mora's intent, obviously. The Mora says, if you can go ask her on her yichud with somebody who's mutter to her, like her father or her son, by saying the kinui formula, then you can also ask her on yichud of two people simultaneously by saying the yichud formula for those two people. Now this changes our entire concept of sota, because this way we paskin. Rama paskins as Yerushalmi. If you tell a woman don't be misyacheres with two people at once, that's considered to be a valid kinui. So sota is not the act of yichud. It's the act of being with the men he told her not to be together with. Was that interesting? Aren't you excited? Oh well, I tried. So says the Gemara.
This is the 21st century, so nothing excites us
anymore. Yeah, right. Well, but all a bunch of cynics. But this is something which, you know, we've gone through life and had a specific preconceived notion of sota, and now I see it's not true. Okay, Rabbi Yossi asked, what if he said, don't you go to the lecture hall with those 100 people? So is that kinui? So actually, Rama doesn't bring down this case. It sounds like the Rama that 100 already is not considered to be kinui. It has to specifically be a smaller number, maybe two, maybe three. Ram doesn't draw any distinctions, but he doesn't read down his case of 100. Rabbi Yosef would say, says, if he told his wife, don't go to shul. Right? Secluded, it's kinui. Don't go to shul. There are men there, right? So nichneses, she can go in. Because that's not considered to be a true kinui. I assume that it has to be two people in a semi-secluded place. 100 people cannot make a secluded place. A shul is not a secluded place. So therefore, that's not considered to be a valid kinui, even though two people might be considered to be a valid kinui. Where precisely the line is drawn, I don't know, but it's drawn somewhere between 2 and 100. Okay? Says the Gemara, Imo. Actually, some of them, Farshim, throw in the word Nichlasa. Nichlasa Imo. Has claimed back in on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said in the bottom line of last page, Nichlasa Imo, she went in with him. All right, Amara. Wait a minute. It says she went in together with him. What about Ozechar Zelo? Sounds like if he went in first and then she went in 2 minutes later, or vice versa, it's not a problem. Which makes no sense. What difference does it make how they answer? Granted, right? So Rabbi Yavin Amar, Afilu Zachar Zeh. Even they entered one of another, not linked arm in arm. Become a commish of Lion Ladovar, there is, Rabbi Ladovar means the matter has legs. What it means here is that there is a reasonable suspicion in this case. Right? Says the Gemara, seclusion doesn't literally mean seclusion in the spirit of the two people at once, but even a platio belila. If you walk down a deserted major thoroughfare at night, when it's, you go into, deserted, yes, thank you. The churba, you go into the mall, a mall parking lot, like yeshiva boys do with yeshiva girls across the street sometimes. So that's considered to be an insert of yichud. Just wait till there's a movie theater here, then it'll be, times will be rolling here. So, the churba v'yoyim, or you go into a ruin during the day. Limavos hafilos v'yoyim, or into dark alleyways during the day. So all those are considered to be potential problems of seclusion. Shalus ben Zoyma, they ask ben Zoyma. Mibnei ma'asavik ushusa yochi tome. We have a general principle throughout Shas. Gan Shas. You have a Savi tomb in a private domain, we assume it's tome. You ever heard that principle before? Savi, yeah, you sure you did. You just forgot. Savi tomb, if I have a Savi, if something became tome or not, and it's in a private domain, so like I'm machmir, I have to say it's tome. As opposed to something too much happens to a rabbi, then I can be making and assume it's Torah. Thus, if I have a subject concerning a mikvah, depends on the mikvah is in a public area or a private area. Here, it's just a rabbi, it's just a not descending like by Shabbos. It's probably as opposed to private domain. So, we learn that subject too much is Tomei, and this is a famous drasha. Amalo, it's in Bavli, of course, too. Amalo's Saita. He said to them, Saita Mahi. What's the case of Sota? Amrle Safek. So they said it's a Safek. Amrle alone, so he said back to them, Matziv Shiasula Besa. Even though it's only a Safek, because we don't know if she actually had Bia, just so she was secluded, she's still us. We kind of down the sherets. From a Safek Sota, we also let out a Safek tumor, like a dead creature. We don't know if it's a rodent or an insect, right? So the Rishus HaYochid, by other Savik, we have to be Machmir. However, there is one other caveat. It's only a case where somebody can be asked. A Saita, we can ask her, did you have relations or not? So Sota the Savik to Rishus HaYochid, it's not a case where we can ask what was going on. We ask. There it's coming. However, if it's a case where you can't ask, so then it's Torah. That means if somebody's like a very young child, and you can't ask them what they were doing, or what this is, so then the Safik, Imer Shus HaYochid, is Safik Torah. And that too is a global Shas principle. Except Milan, the Rabbanah Peligan. Except for the words the following rabbis argue, the Mar Rabbi Zir, Rabbi Yasser, B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan said, Ketana Shazinsa, a young child, who was Mizana, a girl. Ainla Ruts on the Asar Bailos. She's not considered to have will, right? Even if she was seduced and agreed to have relations, it's still considered to be a rape. Why we owe Pitu Ikdan Ones? The seduction of a child is considered to be a rape because the child does not have consent, right? Can't be consensual. It's statutory rape. So, Tzinan, how can you say that? Then we learn Koshe Mudas Nishoel. Sveiko Tor, look, only if you can't ask any questions of the Sveiko Tor. But you're saying even a girl who's up to 11 and a half, 11 years and 364 days, she also is still considered to be Toyra. But she has to ask the Shoyal, we can ask her, did you intend or not intend? Yeah, nonetheless, we say she's Torah. Amish Badas to show Sveiko Tome. Normally say we're going to ask the Soviet Tome. Bramacha, but here we say, Sava Pishesh Badas to show, even though you can ask her, Sveiko Tohar, the Suffolk is torn. Okay? So here's the Rabbi Yochanan argues. He obviously holds the only criterion of Shisraim Shusayochid, Ishmael Das Mishrael, Emil Das Mishrael, is not a fact.
Well, she's not going to terminate her, so you ask her, she's not going to say, yes, I was.
No, but if she can answer, even if she pleads the fifth, she's completely dominant. If you hold Ishmael Das Mishrael as a criterion, if she could answer, even if she doesn't answer, she'd be dominant. Okay. Says more further. And this is going back to the Braisa. In name of Sofi and Shusarayim in Torah. For some reason we don't want to say, well, the flip side of Sota, that Sofi and Shusarayim is Tomei, is that Sofi and Shusarayim in Torah. We don't want to use that flip side argument. We want to bring actual proof. So says the Gemara. In name of Sofi and Shusarayim in Torah. He said, Matinu Shasibra Osim Pischeim Betumah. It's a cute raya. Says, that the tzibur can do their sukkar pesach when they're tamei, the shashum and tamei, and both of them are tamei. Right? We know that. Most of the community is called tamei. So that's part amazing. Ma tumei yadu ocho tzibur. They definitely know that tumor is tumor. It's mutter to the tzibur. Kavachom is safek tumor. So certainly safek tumor is mutter. If vare tumor is mutter to make pesach in, so is safek tumor is mutter. Right? Can't argue with that, right? So we see Sofek Tuma must be Mutter. It's a very strange story.
It's not analogous. This is right. Tuma Hutu and Tzibra, special.
Right, right. Sees one say Tuma Hutu and Tzibra is on all things, and it's very difficult. You're right, I agree. I don't have an explanation. Okay? Tamatian. Anyway, getting back to the stuff we all know and love. You haven't been involved in this past couple of days, right? Have you been learning? Tanan. By all our rise, you make hara like marbia. Okay? Do we understand each other what we're talking about here? Okay? There's a couple of exceptions. By Shivcha or more Machmir, A, Shasabas amazing Kishore is unique, by Shivcha Rufa, the Bavli of Elmas has not discussed this. But in Shivcha Rufa, if you have a Shivcha Rufa, you bring a carbon even if you're amazing. And she gets flogged, of course, but you bring a carbon even if you're amazing. Normally in the entire Torah, you don't bring a carbon if you're amazing, right? But this is called Oshim Shivcha Charufa, you bring it even if you're amazing. Okay? That's one difference. But the key difference is also, Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba, bar Memo, Shem Rav said, Shichva Zera Achi Yiflot. It also says, by Shiva Ruva, Shichva Zera. And Shichva Zera means, until he releases the Zera. Now remember, in the Bavli, place it says, maybe you don't have to be released the Zera, you don't necessarily have to ejaculate. All you need is to full insertion. But the Yushami Shita means, Shichva Zera doesn't just mean full insertion, it means actually that something came out. Okay? Says the Gemara, Shichva Zera, Shichva Zera, wait a minute. So says Shichva Zera by Shivra Harufa. And also says Shichva Zera by Sota. Hochata my Shichva Zera Shivra. So I understand, by Shivra Harufa means it's to release it. But Hochata my can't hear, it's the seclusion which asks. You don't have to release anything, right? The seclusion itself makes it awesome. So what is here? What would it mean here, Shichva Zera? What's the shot over here? So he says, I'm Rabbi Yossi. It says, Shani the Siva Nisravi Nitma. Actually, it's part of the question, sorry. But it's all part of the question. But I'm Arcane. The Rabbi Yossi say, Shani the Siva Nisravi Nitma. Well, she says she becomes secluded, she's Tommy. Kavich Nisra at Torah Kron Tommy. Once she becomes secluded, Torah calls her Tommy. Bramach, see if Shichva Zera, actually, he floats. So but here it says, well, it's actually, Bramach, see if Shichva Zera, actually, he floats. So it says Shichva Zera could mean until release, it doesn't make any sense. So, light, Amila, see if Shichva Zera, why it says Shichva Zera over here? Lishi Ulon. It tells the Shir. In other words, the Nisra of Edith Machesh, because she's included, is she's like she's Tame. Kama, yes, Tila! What's considered to be the Shir of seclusion? Kidei Tuma. Now, time it comes to become Tame, in other words, to have Shichva Zera. And what's that? Kami k'day tumah, k'day bia, the amount of time it takes that bia. Kami bia, how much amount of time bia, k'day arroya, the amount of time it takes to arroya. Kami k'day arroya, how long is arroya? The blazer ba'omer, k'day chazir stekel, the amount of time it takes to walk around a palm tree. Heck no, that's not actually what it says here. It says the amount of time it takes for a palm tree, so when it would flutter in the wind, to come back into position. That's what it says. So it's returned when it was blown, of course. The Shomer Kedem Zidus Kos, the amount of time it takes to pour a cup. The Nazir Kedem Zidus Kos, the amount of time it takes to drink it. The Kiyomer Kedem Zidus Kos, the amount of time it takes to fry an egg. Not to fry completely, but already to, you know, to give it substance, to give it shape. Rabbi Yudan Ben Seyomer Kedem Legima Shosh Beitzim Gugos Ochazu. The amount of time it takes to eat three soft eggs, one after another.
Where do you get all these analogies from?
You know what? The Bible also brings down there.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's underlying. It's very simple. They didn't have second hands on their clock.
Yeah.
By the way, you know how long this is about? They say 35 seconds. That's about all it takes. To hurrah, it's 35 seconds. Okay? So, Elizabeth Pugh's Slaymer, I don't know why they said all this, but the Gemara is going to give an interesting perspective on how they came to these conclusions. But Elizabeth Pugh's Slaymer, Kadesh Yikshor, Kardis Nima, Maltai takes a weaver to tie a knot. Manami Narmer, Kadesh Toshi Yoda, Maltai takes for it to extend her hand, the Tito Kikar Lechem Yasal, and take a piece of bread from the basket. Ava Bishay Rai Dovido, there's no proof for that. Zegla Dovido, there's a solution to that in the Pasuk. For a woman to prosper herself, it's up to a loaf of bread. Okay, I guess that was the wages of sin back then. Rabbi Yosef said, "Kol in shura, and all the shurim are kilachah hataras hasinor after she undoes her apron. That takes a while. After she undoes her apron, you have 35 seconds. Okay." Rabbi Yochanan called Echav Echav Atzmoshir. Each every Tanor Amor reckoned with his own bia, and that's where they got these shurim. So this is what I guess this is what they were thinking of when they're having bia. You know, frying eggs. What can I tell you? So in any event, so
an old TV quiz show called Beat the Clock.
Sure.
This was very interesting because you had to
know. So. Now the Shaila is, Benazai, Nasa Ishim Yoma, Benazai, did he ever get married? He was a bachelor. Benazai, famous line, Choshka Nafsha Batari, well, wanted to learn Torah. So how did he know how long it was? So three answers. East of Oymeh, when he's Chaim, some say he had once, Chimum, he had an erection. So he knew how long it took. East of Oymeh, when some say, Baal Piresh. There is a view that he got married, but then he separated from his wife shortly thereafter. So I guess he consummated the marriage, so he knew what it was.
Because
he was timing it. She wasn't too, the wife wasn't too happy with it. Easter boy, Mayma, some say, Easter boy, Mayma, the secret of God is to those who fear him. Ubriso the Yemen, he tells them his covenant. So if it's Yatta the Shemaya, the Benazai had to know what it means. Tani Omer Rabbi Omer. Rabbi says shows tumas amus from parsha. Says tummy three times in parsha. Achas the baal, one for the husband. Vahas baal, one for the adulterer. Vahas truma, once you lose the right to eat truma. Says more, is it obvious? The truma. You need a separate tumah for truma. Matzino isha she asu the basin with the terrace to bear truma. Once you know she's forbidden to her husband. Did you ever find a woman who's forbidden to her husband? You have mutsu to eat truma? No such thing. Really, there's no such animal. So says the Gemara, wait a minute. But, Lama Lo, why not? Ilu Bas Koin Jesus Yisrael, if you have a daughter of a Koin Mar Yisrael, the man said then was raped, Shem Adam with Teres the Basis, she's allowed to remain with her husband, Basrul Echab Chuma, she can't eat Chuma. So maybe there's a case the other way as well. A woman who's mutter to her husband, but also to eat Chuma. Says one, no such thing. Loma Tzinu. There's no such thing as woman's forbidden to husband, but yet allowed to true it. That doesn't exist. They never made such a thing. I'm Rabbi Avraham said, so therefore, one is not for truma, because that's obvious. But rather, Isamaris, the way it's supposed to be said is, Achas about war for the husband, Bachzba, one for the adulterer. Bachas li yavam, one for the yavam. Now, this is actually a very difficult thing because the Isser of a sota to yavam is probably only the Rabbanan. So either tonight, but later on we're going to have machlokas, which maybe can be construed as there being one side which holds the raisa. That must be going like this. He's saying that the third Isser is for the yavam of a sota whose husband died, right? Our mission says this. He makes if the husband dies, Kletzis Lam Shemesh has to go Kletzis, not evil. Okay, period. Tana Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yenison. Rabbi Yaakov, he said for Rabbi Yenison. Vaki Sati Istachas Yisheikh, if you had relations underneath your husband. Prat Lonti. It's got to be willful, not coerced. So, of course, the question is, where did it say anything about will in this passage? It just says, if you were a sota, it doesn't say if you did it willfully. So it says, more much, mommy, no, how do we derive this? That asks me, that it precludes rapes. So I'm related, it said, ma tachas yisheikh rotzor, because the way the passage expressed itself, you were mizana tachas yisheikh. When you're under your husband, you consented to your husband marrying you. Right? So too, this nus is by consent. The waters only check a woman who consensually had relations, not a woman who was raped. That's what we're saying. Okay? Says the Gemara, Soita, Kashem Shizulabao, Kachi Shizulabao. Just like the sota is forbidden to her husband, so she is also to the adulterer. Kashem Shizul Achiv Shabao, and she's also to the brother of the husband. She can't be a Misyabemis. That's what Mishnah said. She can't be Misyabemis. Kach Yisrael Achi Lo Shaboel. So to Jesus, to the brother of the adulterer. It's only fair. It should be reflexive. It's a symmetrical kind of thing, right? Says the Gemara, what about Yohu Kashem Shetzor Asoit Asur Lachim Shabab? Which is like the co-wife of a sotan. We said it's forbidden to the to the Yavam. Is she also forbidden? Shaboy, is she also forbidden to the brothers of the adulterer? Yocho. No, actually, it's a statement, then a question. So then you go back a line. So the Kashem Shi Asula Baal, Kaal Asula Baal, and Kashem Shi Asula Achim Shabaal, Kaal Asula Achim Shabaal, Boil. Yoruk, now comes the question. Yoruk, Kashem Shi Tzara Sota, Asula Achim Shabaal, just like she's also to the Koiv and Tzara, Koiv of the Sota, is also to the Yavam. Kaal Asula Achim Shabaal, she also also to the brother of the adulterer. Says the Gemara, Nishmina Meadon. Let's start it from here. Somebody went to, her husband went to Chutz Loretz. They came back and said, your husband died in Chutz Loretz. He died. Avila Yobam, Khan, she had a Yobam here. She had somebody with him to do Yibu. Vivma, and the guy did Yibu. And then he too died, Umeis. This is a case which we actually had Yobamas. This whole Gemara is actually repeated from the Yishami Yobamas. And say actually Nachasvi, but I don't have Nachasvi here. Imagine two brothers and
the first one they said died, and then the other one does Yibum, and then he dies, and the first one comes back.
It's not complicated enough. No, sorry. Football play here. One, two, one. Okay. Allegedly he dies, right? She goes and is misyabemes to him. Finish what? Oh, Mazel Tov.
Thank you. Oh, what should we do next?
What should I do? Nashim.
Nashim?
Okay. He dies. She's Monsieur Bemis. Now he dies. He comes back. So who can be? Can either of these women be Monsieur Bemis back? Which one? Yeah. He died first. And he died second. Okay? So she went already here, erroneously as it turned out. And then he died. And now he's back. Can either then go back to him? You have the case? Okay? So that's Gemara's discussion here. Okay? So it says, again, she had a yom here, v'ima, and that yom is yaber, umes, and then the yom died, chagaba baila. And then her husband came back. Aserba, she can't go back. Umutu b'tzarasa, but her ex-husband can be miyavim her co-wife. So the Gemara's going to ask a question. Wait a minute. Veishasachi lo k'tzarasaita. Isn't this woman now like a tzarasaita? Because she was a saita. Unbeknownst, she was shogeg. Because she thought her husband was dead. But she went as a sota to him. And now she's a sota who should be usher to him, to the Baal and to the Boel, right?
She's really an ancient seed. She's not a sota.
You're saying good. True. Okay. But the Mara hasn't reached that stage yet. Okay? So it says, very important. Now I look back at my Yabomis and I saw, after I underlined the cuff here, I saw it back in Yabomis where we had this case about 3 months ago. I also underlined it, much more than 3 months ago, about 6 months ago. So Aishachim, lo kitzorasoitari. Adarmara, this much teaches us, shesoita tzorasoita muteres lachim shaboel. It must be that tzorasoita, her new co-wife, even though it's not really a co-wife, but a new co-wife who's a tzarasaita, is mutter to the brother of the Boel. It's mutter to his brother, right? So it says, Gemara, Amar Rabbi said, Asya kirabana de tamon. No, it's like Dr. Spindel who lived over there. Meaning, the years before the Gemara is about to say. She was never married to this guy. So it's not tzarasaita. Tzarasaita was married to two women, and one of them was a sota. But here, is he ever married to this woman? No, he was never married to her. We thought her husband was dead. Her husband wasn't dead. So that's why the co-wife is mutter here. Because it's not Tzara Saita. It's the Tzara of Miskena, who thought her husband was dead and went and got Bemis. But in reality, it's not Tzara Saita, right? So I mean, ask about the Marabi Hila, Taida, who looked over there. Call Rias, Anatrichus Get. No women ever require a get, a Rias. Kuzmi Ashes Ishbivad, except for a real Ashes Ish. And not this one. This one doesn't require a get. She was messed up, and she got married to Lashuk. She got married to Shmizmiya Bemish. She doesn't require a get. Why does she require a get? Because her marriage was never a good marriage. So it never creates a sarasaita. Rabbi Kiva Merkiva says, Avachos Ishtovesh Tzachim. There are two other women who require a get, which is Achos Ishto. And is, in other words, you thought your wife died, and you married your sister. And then your wife comes back, and you will die. But before you die, you have to give your, you'll die from pans over your head. But before you die, you have to give your sister-in-law a get. Okay, the one you thought you're allowed to marry. Now, that's not so germane about the issue. What's germane is the next one. Feishas Achiv. Oh, Rabbi Akiva holds this woman requires a get from number two. It's like the classic case of Shadi Bumas of, you know, she was married to one guy, she thought he died. And then she went to marry another guy, so Shicha get mizel mizel, right? The famous case which requires a get for both of them. HSC's who thought her husband died and went to marry somebody else, and then her first husband comes back, so she needs a get from both of them. So through here, Rabbi Akiva holds the same thing. That this woman who thought her husband died and went to with Monsieur Bemis, she needs a get from this guy. So given the from the Yach. So it says, Baram Krabana Da'acha. Baram here, it's a little bit difficult, the word Baram. Baram means normally, however. But here it means more. And indeed, it's like Rabbanan over here. Like Rabbanan over here, we have a raya that Sarasaita is Mutaris Lis Yabin. right? Because she looks like a Tzara Sota, at least, because this woman does require a get, so she's a co-wife of a Sota, and without the Mishabemis, it means the Tzara Sota can be Mishabemis, right? Rabbi Chiyah Mishar Biyamah said, how come money may she saw him she took a man who get? What, we all agree, in this case, she requires a get, meaning Rabbi Kiyah Mishar Biyamah said, how come money may she saw him she took a man who get? Why? Or could be Rabbi Yochan, is Rabbanah Da'achah, the rabbi is very to show, Mishum Hilchus Eishas Ish, Karnaba, Ervoi, because Hilchus Eishas Ish, because it looks like the Hilchus of Eishas Ish, and it's an Erva, it looks like an Erva, and therefore she requires a get. Okay? Says more, wait a minute. Actually, I'm not sure I punctuated that right. He made Mishum Hilchus Eishas Ish, Karnaba. And then I'm going to ask, wait a minute, Vervoi? Verva Poteris Sarasa. This is a very cute kasha than what I was asking. It said before that the Tzara of this Saita, in other words, she's not really a Saita, and she's not really a Tzara. But it looks like Tzara Saita, right? So he said the Tzara of the Saita can go be Mishar Bemis, right? She can go be Mishar Bemis. So says Amara, why is that? Why we say that? This woman, she really a Saita? She's not a Saita. What's she? She's an Erev. She's an Eshesach. She'll open welcome Yibu. She's not a Saita. Right? What's her true definition? Eshesach, she'll open welcome Yibu. That's not a Saita. That's an Erev Mamish. If you're going to say that's mechse, like they're both married at the same time, and therefore you want to quote this woman at Tzara Saita, Sasach Erger, it's much worse than that. She's a Tzara Erva. Because this woman is really an Erva. Well, if that's the case, right there we have the Kasha. Tzara Saita might be Muteris, but Tzara Erva is always Asura. So if you're going to look at this in the, to the degree of my sign, which you want to take it, then this woman should be regarded as Tzara Saita, should be off the hook anyway. Not because of Tzara Saita, maybe that does, maybe that doesn't let her off the hook, I don't know. But Tzara Saita should be for sure, right? So says more, Amar Lichina Chia said, nah, I feel like Rabbanan Da'acha Asya. And even say it's great like Rabbanan over here. You know why? Ba'kansu, v'lo kansu, it should be in Tzebi Yorshea, a very grave error probably. Tzara Saita says, Bitzarasa. Since it's all the Rabbanans, right? Because Mita Raisa, this transaction never took place because she was an Eishes Ish. So everything is Rabbanan. So Rabbanan said, she doesn't have a Din Tzara Saita. She has a Din Tzara Saita. She's Muteris. There were Goyzer in the woman herself who improperly went and was Misa Bemis. But they weren't Goyzer and a Tzara. So they didn't give her status of Tzara Saita, which would make her also Misa Bem. They only gave her the status of a Tzara Saita, which allows him to be Misa Bem. Why? Because it's Rabbanan, so we make Rabbu Zigolo. Okay? Amra Yechina Breit to Rabbi Hillel. Yechina said, Rabbi Hillel said, In Karabon and Taman, Yemutzer Bo. Hey, I got a question like this. Like the rabbis over there who say no get is required. Because of a mistake. No get's required by Eshesach. So if that's the case, why could she herself go back to her husband? Right? Let her go back to her husband herself. In the case where a woman was an Eishes Ish, and they told her if her husband died, and he didn't die, but she thought so, and she went and married another guy. So we say, Teitei Mizeh Umizeh. But here, she it's not the same Gzeira, she was Misa Bemis, right? It was a real error, so let her go back to her first husband. Why should she be included in the Gzeira, which you make that she can't go back to either husband? Why is this case included in that? This surely is not the same level of case. So this Gemara doesn't really answer that question. Gemara just leaves it dangling. It doesn't even not really answer the question. But Zeev Hashem Rabbi Yochanan said, now we're going on to a different tack. Zeev Hashem Rabbi Yochanan says, Tzara Saita Asura. The Tzara of a Saita is forbidden. In fact, he says, Tzara Saita Asura. However, Tzara is Kusha Muteris Lebeisu. The Tzara of a divorcee is permitted. What's the Tzara of a divorcee? He divorced a woman, she married somebody else, she got divorced, widowed again, she went back to her first husband. That's a lot, right? This is the Raisa. But her co-wife can be Misa Bemis. That's not Tzara Saita. The Farshim say because it doesn't say Kedusha. by such a woman. Right? It's not said, doesn't say what they say. I forgot what the language he uses. One second. No, not over here. Scratch over. It said it's incorrect. Comes up later on. Rabbi Avishai Meyoga says, "Kol tzaras mutaras, all kohanim are mutar misiabim." So example, tzar of an islandist, in case we had any avamis. Tzar of a mimaenis, in another case we had any avamis. They can be misiabim, not the tzar of a soita. Rabbi Shmuel Amar. And this is where I made a mistake. This is where I want to say this one. Shmuel my grusha atzma mutaris lebeis. I made some concept. Says if a man divorced a wife, took her back. She married somebody else. Then she got divorced again. He took her back. First degree. And then he drops dead. And he deserves it, of course. His wife could be Mitzvah Bemis. She, the grusha, could be Mitzvah Bemis. And this, the Mephoshim say, that the reason why that's true is that it doesn't say there... She doesn't become a chalola. It doesn't say that she's kadosh. She becomes a chalola or psula. So therefore, she's allowed to be misya bemis.
That remarriage is not chal.
It is.
It is?
It's chal b'eser. It's a lot. So that's not called iser kedusha. Amoyel klein gadol kugush kutsu koineir. That's iser kedusha. But not this, right. And there, choletzis will misya bemis. But here, even misya bemis.
So if the marriage is chal, then it's a good marriage. So
yeah, but even though Amoyel klein gadol, which is also alive, where the marriage is chal there, we don't let them do evil. If the Kohen Gadol dies, I'm going to can't do Hebrew. Because, but here...
have to be doing another Kohen.
Let's say he's a Chol, the brother. We still don't let, there's still no Hebrew. But here there is Hebrew involved. Says the Gemara, a mile polyk, to the other Meroim argues, or Biokan argue, not necessarily no. Begin to have us keep a Tsaris, below the current Grishas. He would say about Tsaris, but it could be also Grisha herself as a mother as well. Sora Soto Lami Yasur. Why is the Sora Soto Surah? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mirech Erva Nogu Bar. It's like an Erva. It's not really an Erva. So therefore, it's only Nisad Rabbana. Read Baz says he will miss. Rabbi Amar Mnei Shukos about Tuma Karais. Says Tuma by her like an Erva. Says the Sora Soto is Tome. And therefore, says the Read Baz, according to Rav, it's the Nisad Raisa. Our mission would say, Choletzis Lo Misya Bemes, but Pasha Soto is only Nisad Rabbana, not an Nisad Raisa. Okay, but that's a machlokas, where it's a drabana because it looks like an erva tzarasota, or it's only a daraisa because of the tumor which is involved.
And you're talking about a real sota.
A real sota. The tzarasota of a real sota, yeah. Not a fake sota. Okay, we'll stop here for this evening.